In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tugg Entertainment or its partners.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Business Love Maker Show with your host, Sue Whitaker, here on TuggyNet. Sue's distinctive approach to learning to fall in love with your business and how to make love to your business has coined her the title of the Business Love Maker. Sue will share approaches, stories, and strategies on how to boost your business's success by falling in love with your business. As a lifelong entrepreneur, author, speaker, and business leader, you'll be entertained by Sue and her guests from around the world and call-ins from listeners like you with a chance to share and learn from one another. Now, it's time to fall in love with your business for you to become a business love maker. This is the Business Love Maker Show on TuggyNet.com. And here's your host, Sue Whitaker.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Business Love Maker Show, and Happy New Year. I am your host, Sue Whitaker. If you're loving your biz, you're getting the biz, and it's always an honor and pleasure to share this hour with you, and so happy to be connected with you on another great show planned for this new year, to start of the year. So hang on, stay tuned. My guests will be coming on. I'm going to talk about Sarah in a few minutes. She'll be coming on after the first break. Wow, it's 2012. I can't believe it. I don't know about you. It's hard to believe. I tell you, the older I get, the faster the years go. And I just can't believe, in looking back on last year, how much happened and how fast it went. And that's worldwide, nationally, personally. It's just incredible to always reflect back on the last year to, you know, remember what's happened and see what's happened. It's amazing. I'm always, I don't know about you, but I'm always excited about what's coming up in the new year. Looking forward to it, the anticipation of, you look and reflect on the last year and you go, wow, well, what's ahead for this year? And so it's pretty exciting. You know, sometimes scary, sometimes exciting, because you kind of know some things that are probably going to happen. But anyway, it's always interesting to go into a new year. And I had a funny dream last night, and Jill, who is producing my show today, I had a dream about her, that she worked for an airlines company, and she gave me tickets to go to Tahiti. And I'm still laughing about it, and I told Jill about it, and I'm laughing about it, and I started thinking about it, and I go, well, heck, if that's any indication of the new year to come, we'll bring it on, you know, that's great. So, yeah, and since she gave me the tickets, I'll take her with me. But what a funny dream, and you just wonder sometimes where in the heck your dreams come from. What does that mean? But that was pretty funny. When I woke up this morning, I was laughing. I go, where did that come from? But anyway, on the new year, it always baffles me, you know, how fast the previous new year went by. But once again, you know, when we reflect on the things that have happened in the world, and with me this year on health issues with people close to me, always reminds me just how fragile life really is and how precious the moment is, because we just don't know. And I saw that with a lot of health issues with family members and close friends over the past year. So I'm kind of trying to reflect on that more than a lot of other things and say, you know what, the moment is important. Cherish it and enjoy it, because you don't know what the next moment will bring. So that's kind of how I'm reflecting on starting my new year, because I've seen so many health tragedies of people close to me this last year that, you know, I want to reflect on that. I want to value my family and their health, and close friends to me and other people, you know, and just wish everybody the best of health in 2012, and cherish the moments and enjoy them. Well, on a new year, on the note of the new year, everybody's starting out with everything on the new year. And, but that's a good thing, you know, that we all take a look at things, and especially it's a good time for those of us who are entrepreneurs and business owners to take a look at our businesses. You know, we need to take a look about what we did last year. Did it work? Didn't it work? What was good? What was not so good? and look forward to this year of how we can grow our businesses, how we can serve our customers and our clients better, how to increase our bottom line. We're always thinking about that. But it's just a good time of year. At the new year is a good time to remind us that not only in our personal lives, but in business, we need to really take a good look at what we've done in the past year, what we did, where we are right now with regard to what we did last year and where we are right now and where we want to go this next year in a business. You know, our personal lives, we make resolutions. Well, let's make some resolutions in our businesses too, of some things that we want to change and some things that we want to do, and move forward with accomplishing those resolutions within our own business. You know, it's very good time to take a look at the financial side of our businesses in our budget for the upcoming year. I know I'm looking at some things of where can I cut from last year that maybe wasn't real profitable or wasn't real beneficial to my business, and where can I put monies that will be more beneficial this year, and maybe I should beef up in certain areas. So always a good time. We do this in our personal lives too, you know, always on the parallel concept. We do this in our personal lives and looking ahead for the year. We'll do this in our businesses too and take a look at where best can I put my energies and my monies in, you know, certain directions for the upcoming year. We can't ignore it. It just won't go away. It's kind of like always there and out there, social media, because we are so enraptured and so caught up in the social media, and there's so much of it out there, and there's so much available to us nowadays. It's just endless. It's endless of what we can learn from social media and the new things that come out and the changes in the social media programs that already exist. I know it's I kind of buck change in some of the social media things, and I see this a lot on Facebook where people will say, I don't like the new Facebook changes. Why are they doing this? Just leave well enough alone. And, you know, I'm one of those, and it's time to kind of take a look at maybe what they're doing. Maybe they've done a heck of a lot more research on this than I have, and to go with the change and go with the flow and keep up to speed. And it's really important for us to keep up to speed. I had a tendency in the beginning to buck doing social media because I just said, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to put the time into it. And I kind of dragged my feet. And actually, one of my daughters put me on Facebook a long time ago. And I have gone with it and used it, as well as LinkedIn and Twitter and all of the things that are out there. And I have to tell you, it's been very valuable. It's been very helpful and productive for my businesses and for my personal life as well. And so, you know, we just have to go with the flow and do what we need to do sometimes and to not be too worried or buck the change. So anyway, it's time to update and refresh some things like our Facebook page and LinkedIn, which I'm going to do on those. But on a more intense note, what I did was about four or five months ago, anticipating the new year, decided it was time to update my website. And I decided to wipe out entirely the old one and start fresh and do a whole new website. And I took this very seriously. I'm not a very patient person because I see things and I want to do it right now and implement it. But I decided to do this right and take my time and get the right person to design it for me. I even went to a professional photographer. And I can't tell you how many years it's been since I've been to a professional photographer, because it's so easy with digital photos, the convenience and the cost and so forth. But I did. And it was great. And it felt really good to just go all out. And if I'm putting money into my website, why not do it in all areas of my website? So I did that, and it really was fun, actually. Felt a little bit like a movie star, getting all those photos and poses. It was a pretty fun experience. Hadn't done that in so long. So now that I've spent that time and I've done that, I'm ready to start the new year with a bang with my website. And my new website is going live today. It's www.thebusinesslovemaker.com. And also, if you put in suewhitaker.com, it'll link you right to it. So after the show today, it's going to go live. I've spent 4 months on this, and I'm happy with it. It's what I want. It fits me. You know, it's the right style. It's the right, you know, image for me. And so I'm real, real happy about it. And it's been a good 4 months in designing this. And so today my guest is going to be Sarah Zimmerman, who is my website designer. Sarah is one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. She is an incredibly accomplished artist all her life, and she website designer and marketer. She's been absolutely wonderful to work with, and she's not only provided me with a great website, but she's taught me a lot of things. I have learned so much from her on patience and timeliness of things. You know, she's reined me in. I look out there and I see all these things in other people's websites and say, I want this and I want that. And she'll say, it's not time. You know, there will be a time for that. Here's what you need to do first. You need to add that later. So she's taught me a lot on the timeliness of the things, of when it's right to do things that are good for you and good for your business. And that's been a real valuable thing to work with her and to go through this. You know, she's really watched my dollar. She said, you can spend money and do all of this, but you're not going to really benefit from it right now. Wait till later when it's a benefit, you know, to you. And I appreciate that. So it's been a wonderful process in learning with her. And it's been just really, really great to get the product that I want and be content with it. Know that for right now, that's exactly what I need, and look forward to all the wonderful things that I'm going to have her add down the road when the time is right and when I need them. So I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay tuned to hear Sarah. She's got an incredible background, and she in her present day life is amazing and incredible too. I saw a picture of her the other day of rock climbing on this huge mountain, and I'm going, what the heck, that crazy girl. Anyway, so don't go away. I want you to stay tuned to hear Sarah. You are going to hear a person who has an incredible talent in business for combining her left brain and right brain. It's pretty amazing. So please stay tuned. You're going to love hearing Sarah. And the break is coming up, and right after the break, we'll be back, and I'm going to introduce you to Sarah.
You've seen and heard about entrepreneurs and business owners who seem to exuberate an amazing amount of passion and love for their business, and they're full of high energy. What inspires that? What's the formula? That's what we're here to talk about. This is the Business Lovemaker Show with Sue Whitaker. And we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com.
How to invest, where to invest, where to save, where to get the right insurance, what to do about taxes, should I relocate my business or ever purchase a property? That's where Go To My Radio Show comes in. Join host Chris Holt Tuesday afternoons at 1 Pacific, 3 Central on GoToMyRadioShow.com. Choose the right financial professional and learn more about the products and services while learning the terminology and strategies used by these professionals. Go To My Radio Show is unbiased, and Chris Holt, your host, will ask the hard questions and take calls to help you connect with the right professional who can help you better handle your financial and business choices. Go To My Radio Show is not a financial services company and does not offer any financial advice, but we will help you make the right choice when it comes to planning your financial future, and most of all, choosing the right program and the right professional for you. Go To My Radio Show with Chris Holt, Tuesday afternoons at 1 Pacific, 3 Central on GoToMyRadioShow.com.
Fertility. It's an extremely personal subject. Tune in Monday nights at 9, 8 Central for the Fertility Forum with infertility psychotherapist and expert Phyllis Martin on TogiNet.com. This is the show about infertility, gaining support, and information. Phyllis will assist you in navigating the disappointments and decisions that often accompany the difficult journey from diagnosis to conception, pregnancy to parenthood. She is passionate about her work and is an expert in the donor egg field, bringing both her personal and professional experience to all she does. Ms. Martin has extensive experience in helping patients cope with infertility, pregnancy loss, adoption, surrogacy, miscarriage, pregnancy termination, and creative family building. She knows what you're going through, and she's here to help. It's the Fertility Forum with your host, Phyllis Martin, Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to the Business Love Maker Show, where you'll experience something special in the world of business each week. Learn how to truly connect with your business. It's time for you to fall in love with your business. It's time for you to become a business love maker. And this is the Business Love Maker Show. Here again is your host, Sue Whitaker.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Business Love Maker Show. And before the break, I was talking about the new year and the things that we need to do for our businesses and how I have spent the past 4 months on getting an entirely new website designed, and it is going live today. I'm very excited about it and very pleased at the outcome, but especially pleased with the person that I had referred to me, actually referred by one of my daughters, and she was wonderful to work with, and she is my guest today, and she is full of great biz tips and information and talent, and I'm really excited to have her here on the show today. So I want to introduce you, Sarah Zimmerman. Are you there, Sarah?
Hi there. How are you, Sue?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Oh, thank you for coming on. Well, I
shared the first.
Oh, you're welcome. Gosh, I can't tell you how fun it's been anticipating you coming on, because I've had a good run with you for the past 4 months. And I was sharing in the first segment about you taught me some lessons on patience and timeliness of things. And I'm not a real patient person. And as you know, when I'd say, can I have this? Can you put this in? And you'd say, no, you're better off waiting when the time is right. It's good for you. So I was sharing that with everybody and how valuable that was for me to know that I had somebody there who reined me in, because I love to leap out there and grab everything I can, and to show me what was good and timely for me now, and to have be able to look forward to down the road to those other things I want of when it's the right time. And so anyway, but having said all that, I want to get into your life story and about you, because you have an incredible, for being as young as you are, having such an interesting, incredible background all of your life, and what you are doing now in your personal life and your business. And I was sharing with everybody what an incredible knack you have for combining your left brain and right brain. And so anyway, for our listeners, please tell us about Sarah. And I know about you, but I want our listeners to get to know you.
Well, okay. So I was born and raised in Oakland, California, and I've always been an artist my entire life. My grandmother, her name's Rosalie Ritt, and she was formerly an Associated Press courtroom artist and did all these really famous trials in the 60s, and like Sir Humphrey Hahn and Charles Mance, and all these incredible trials. And so her other hobby was, creating magnificent oil paintings. So I grew up watching this woman kind of in the middle of all these incredible trials and just really pushing her art. And so that was instilled on me. From Oakland, I went to college at UC Santa Cruz. And during that time, prior to that time, actually, I had begun to surf. So while you're down at school and surfing, school got less and less interesting, and I decided to open a surf shop with three other women. And we formed an LLC. During that time was very educational. I had been on CNN a few times and NPR, and because it was the first women's surf shop in Northern California. So I learned a lot about business there, a lot about how to use the SBDC and SCORE, some of those nonprofits that are set up to help small businesses. And then later, how things worked out, it wasn't really right for me to continue. So I sold the business and went back to school, getting my bachelor's in environmental studies, with an emphasis in environmental interpretation through art. Basically, what that means is I was learning how to draw very, very precise plant life for signage that's usually used on the side of the roads when you go to the national parks and things like that. Then I started climbing. I worked at the climbing gym and met my husband. Soon we decided we were done with the surf and moved to Truckee, California, where we still are here, and we started climbing. He became a general contractor, and in 2008, I had my first daughter, and she, well, now she's almost four, and during that time, things took a little bit of a hit. Previous to that, I had some little odd jobs here and there, you know, from being a sales manager at one newspaper, a production manager at a sign shop. So slowly I was gaining these skills of learning about marketing, about design, about how people see things, how people respond to things. Anyway, we ended up moving to the Bay Area for a short period of time because my husband was having what a lot of people were having. They could not find work, especially in the construction field. And during that time, you know, we have a small baby, and slowly I started having people call me and say, hey, Sherry, you know, I work with you at this newspaper. Can you work with me on an ad? Can you work with me on this? You know, and slowly. And, hey, you had worked with me here and there, and I saw you built this website or learned how to build it. Can you build me a website? And slowly my business started growing, and my husband became the stay-at-home dad. So as we realized that construction was not going to work out and this other thing was blossoming, we embraced it. We moved back to our town that we love so much, Truckee, and now my business is thriving. And I am in love with it. I love everything that I do. And in fact, now my husband's not only a part-time stay-at-home dad, but he has a huge background in computers, and he does a lot of my programming now. And so we have this family business, and it's just been a blast. I'm really blessed for everything.
Well, with the science interpretation through art, and then to designing websites and your artistic upbringing, what an incredible mix. It's so interesting. How you can do both, be an artist as well as using your left brain in web designing and marketing. And that's a fascinating challenge to most people of incorporating and combining left brain and right brain. And I understand it because I have been capable of doing that with a lot of elements in my life. And so, but for some friends and family, I talk to them and they are so one way, you know, either left or right, that it's hard for them to understand. So I'm sure you get a lot of questions about, well, how do you do that? How do you incorporate your left brain and right brain in your business?
Well, I think, for one, I've always had it encouraged. And that's one of the things, is that I came from an area, you know, a family where we encouraged both. So that was helpful. Two, both of these things are my passion. So regardless of what my background was, I really, really love helping people. And I really have always loved science, and I love nature, and I've always loved art. And so kind of playing with both of those have gotten me further and further into both of those fields. I've been very, very blessed that with all of these positions I've had, I've learned a little bit more and more for each of these skills I now use, such as marketing and design and web design and just all of that. I've learned a little bit from each job as well as taught myself, and I'm determined. So when I find something that interests me, I push it. Merging the two, there is a blending. You know, you'll notice there's a lot of websites and a lot of marketing pieces that are very stale. And that's the fun part, is that's where I get to blend the two. And so I've, you know, always had that basis of support to do both. I've had the opportunity to try both, and now I have the opportunity to blend the both. And I think that's how it's working so well. And, you know, a lot of my clients enjoy both of the things. I have some clients who started off purchasing a greeting card and then bought an original painting and then realized, hey, my business needs a new makeover. Can you do my complete website? And hey, my wedding invite too. And so it's been really fun to work with them on all these facets and be able to tie them together. And so because of that opportunity, I'm able to do it.
Well, I love the looking at the greeting cards that you've designed, and of course your art prints and so forth, but oh, your cards are really cool. But you know, I love how you say that you provide a holistic approach to transforming individual places and business spaces with unique, thoughtful creations, turning blah into Ta-da. That's a very cool statement. It's a mouthful, but it says a lot about you and getting to know you. I love hearing that, and it tells me about you, and share that part of you with us.
Well, the blog, ta-da, I mean, one of my favorite things is doing a web redesign or just a marketing, you know, branding redesign. Because you take something that's really blah, and then we look at trying to create it into what is going to kind of like your transformational piece. Like this brand, this website, this is your stepping stone. This is yours. And so, we do it in a visual manner, but it's your stepping stone to this next step and to your business growing. And that's the ta-da part. That's the part that's fun. The holistic approach is really, it's really neat. So some people have thought, can you do my logo? And they don't realize I do this entire, from start to finish process with clients, or I can. Yes, I can do just the logo, but it's fun. I bring a client in, I work with them to create ask them, what are your goals? What are your objectives? Let's bring it down. What's for this year? What's your budget? What are your limitations? And then we'll start with things on a step-by-step process. So we're looking at the whole picture, and then we take steps based on that. Sure, we'll start with a logo. Sure, we'll start with a business card, and then maybe get into some print pieces. Then we might get into a website and some social media, and from there, get into a marketing plan so that people go, oh, I don't have to reinvent the wheel every month. I have a quick, easy plan that the first 2 days of the month, I do this, go through
right.
this list. And
well,
then they
I have
feel
to,
like they can take it. Yeah.
I have to tell our listeners that what Sarah had me do was, before she even began working with me on my website, was complete a survey about me. And I have to tell you that from that survey, and also I think just your intuitive being able, you read us very well as people. And so I think that's why when you come back with ideas and designs for us, I said, oh yeah, I love it, because you were reading me very well from the survey, and also getting to know me and talking to me. And so you have a great talent for that, and which cuts out a lot of time of being able to read people. So here comes the music already for a break. Sarah, hang on. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. There's so much more to hear from Sarah. Stay tuned.
You've seen and heard about entrepreneurs and business owners who seem to exuberate an amazing amount of passion and love for their business, and they're full of high energy. What inspires that? What's the formula? That's what we're here to talk about. This is the Business Lovemaker Show with Sue Whitaker, and we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com. Join us for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on TogiNet.com. Helen Wu was born and raised in San Francisco's Chinatown, and after a very difficult upbringing, fighting depression, abuse, and addictions, she finally finds herself genuinely happy inside and out. Helen believes in taking our positive thinking and doing something positive to achieve a positive outcome. She's here to make a positive difference in your life, to be your game changer, your aha moment mentor. She's ready to help both men and women get into a better place. Helen Wu is also the author of Self-Aid Success Stories, 25 Success Stories from Successful Entrepreneurs. Inspired by Ellen DeGeneres, Helen wants the world to know that just because we find ourselves in a difficult situation doesn't mean we have to stay there. We can aid ourselves to a better life. So join us for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on TogiNet.com. Lindale Link with host Holly Rand comes Mondays at 10 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Linda Link is Lindale's first and only internet radio broadcast.
Holly, tell us about it.
It's really something from my heart that I want to be teamwork for the entire community to get the word out about everything that's going on here. We're talking to the entire community of Lindale. This is not limited to just businesses or just parents or just teachers. Simply to get the word out about your cause or your company, you must go to where the people are. And today, people are on the internet.
Lindale Link.
Lindale, Texas is a growing chain of business, education, commerce, community. Together, Lindale Link can create one strong chain of communication.
Check out LindaleLink.com and then check out Lindale Link, the radio show. Lindale Link with host Holly Rand. Mondays at 10 a.m. Central on toginet.com. Welcome back to the Business Love Maker Show, where you'll experience something special in the world of business each week. Learn how to truly connect with your business. It's time for you to fall in love with your business. It's time for you to become a Business Love Maker. And this is the Business Love Maker Show. Here again is your host, Sue Whitaker.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Business Love Maker. And today I have as my guest Sarah Zimmerman, who is an artist, a web designer, a marketer, a project manager, and about 15,000 other hats she wears. So we're touching on two or three of them here today. But I tell you, this girl is one busy girl and is incredibly talented. So welcome back, everyone. And Sarah,
hi.
It's a new year. And we business owners, excuse me, and entrepreneurs are looking for ways, you know, to enhance and grow our businesses this year. And of course, I'm incredibly excited to launch my website today, but I want to tap into your expertise and share with our listeners some of the most helpful and important tips and advice that you can recommend to the listeners out there as quickly as you can. I know this is very short. Very big order for a short amount of time with other things I want to touch on before the show ends. But what could you recommend for people with their websites of either starting a new one or even refreshing and updating their present one?
Okay, well, you definitely tapped into it saying that there's many things that could go on forever. So just some of the top things. One of the things I would say is your messaging. A lot of websites, you go there and you're kind of lost. You don't know the who, what, when, why, where, what, how, you know, all this of this business, of this person. Clear messaging helps people make a decision. Do I need this person's services and can they help me? So clear messaging is one of the best things you can do. Second, a call to action. And what that means is when someone goes to a website or anything and print piece, there needs to be a call to action that invokes, that inspires your viewer or your visitor, whatever, to take action. And you need to determine what action you want that to be. If you want, you know, for 2 weeks, someone to be driven to your Facebook fan page, then on your homepage, you need to have that be a clear call to action. And the call to action doesn't need to stay there, you know, for months and months. It can be a couple weeks. It can be several months. It can be a year. But you just need to make it very clear what you want the viewer to do. Third, an 80-20 rule. 80% content, 20% images, unless you're a photographer or artist, and having them nicely aligned with a little bit of padding so the text isn't running right up against it. So I have time for a couple more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, do I have a few more minutes? Keep going. Okay. Really quick, having a blog is essential these days, and having it part of your website is very good. Branding, having something consistent in your look and feel is imperative. You'll see some sites where there's like 400 font colors and 300 different types of font styles, and very hard to concentrate, and people really bounce off of the site very fast. You want something consistent, and that goes, you know, that reiterates your brand, as well as some good photos. And if you don't have the budget to get any good photos, there's some very inexpensive places to get some good stock photography. So that's kind of a handful that's a brief list. I have like 8 million other things I could tell you, but that list, as well as having very clear and concise links for your contact information and social network, that's imperative.
Well, you did all of those for me. and more, and a lot more.
Yay.
So I'm excited about, you know, the world getting to see it today. Well, you wear so many different hats in the business side of your services. I mean, it's just endless. You know, I just like project manager, a marketing consultant, marketing manager, a graphic designer, an illustrator. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Satisfy all the clients with all of these needs? I mean, that's like, to me, like shifting in so many directions. All, you know, there's a certain talent for that, for you being able to do that.
Well, thank you. I have experience. And so you know, generally I work between with about 10 to 25 different projects every month. So I have a lot of experience bouncing around and doing different things, and all of my different jobs in the past and, you know, owning different businesses have had me had these different roles. So it's not like I'm relearning something. So it's accessing knowledge that I already have. I do and offer a lot of these things for my clients because for the most part, many of my clients are small business owners. I don't work with many corporations or really large organizations. And when I'm working with somebody who's a smaller, you know, a small business owner who has one employee just themselves or has maybe under 10, they don't have a large budget to hire out all of these different people that they really need. And because we might only need that type of service for just one particular thing, I'm able to fulfill that role within their budget. And so, you know, from logo to branding to designing the print pieces, to helping them with content development for their correct messaging, for their print marketing pieces, for their website, doing the web, creating the website themselves. I, you know, my husband does a lot of the programming. I also have two other programmers that I use here in the Truckee area. And I do have a content writer that I work with as well. So I do most of it, and I do, you know, for most of the aspects, but I do have some help coming in on some of that, some of these items. Yeah, and then search engine optimization, analytics, domains, email, product development. It goes on and on, marketing, social media. I offer a lot of things, so...
Well, I encourage everybody to go to your website, and we'll be giving all that information here at the end of the show, but to go and to see all of the areas that Sarah is capable of working on, because it's endless, and she's just very, very good at so many different things. So we'll be sure to give you all that information. Well, before time runs out, I want to be sure to talk about your art. Please tell us about your art in terms of some of the mediums, the subject matter, and so forth. And, of course, people can go to your website and see a lot of your arts. But please share that part first with us.
Well, I have experience and background of doing little doodles with, you know, pen and ink that have been featured, you know, even actually in Budweiser campaigns and Watergirls catalog, things like that. So I've had little doodles kind of circulate kind of around the world here and there. And then I went into school and I learned science illustration. So I, you know, play with pen and ink and colored pencil. But right now my favorite is gooey paint and putting in tissue paper and all of these things, making a really built-up layered acrylic piece. I generally work with acrylic because I'm here in Truckee. And in the wintertime, having the windows open doesn't really work. So I work with acrylics, and I really love what they can do with color. Right now, I have a new series called My Healing Artwork, and these are going on display. I have an art opening tomorrow night. So I've been a busy bee working on those pieces as well, and it's just really a fun outlet for me to push that side of my brain and to push that. So. Yeah, I would love for people to check it out. I'd love some feedback. The healing series is really different. I explore what it feels like to heal. And so I go from layer of what it feels like to be sick to what it feels like I need to be healthy, and then a reminder piece to what I need to see to remember to feel healthy in this particular aspect of my body. And that's what this particular series is about.
Well, that's, you know, I love looking at your art, and you check out also the greeting cards, just all of it. Everything's on Sarah's website, and it's just beautiful, beautiful work. Well, as an accomplished artist, I know that you've won awards and you exhibit frequently. So tell our listeners, other than your website, which we'll give that information here quickly, where they can find your art on display.
Well, right now in Truckee, I generally have many exhibits in Truckee, so at Riverside Studios in downtown Truckee, and at Full Circle Movement, and actually I have a little show over at New Moon, the health food store here. And you can always go online to my website at sarahzimmerman.net, and then I have about 6 or 7 stores that also hold, are selling all of my greeting cards from Sacramento to Nevada, to Reno, Nevada.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to expanding other places because I think you've got the talent and you should do that. That's my advice.
Thank you.
I'll manage you and get you around. So there.
Sounds good. That's the next question. Yeah,
well, I want to touch on too. We haven't touched on this area yet about, you know, your left brain and your right brain, but there's the element in your life where you're a mom.
Yeah.
And certainly that's the most important to me, because I too am a mom of five grown young adults.
Wow.
And how has that area of your life influenced your art and your business abilities? Tell us about, you know, you've incorporated so many other things and combined them together to make everything work. So how does incorporating being a mom as well influenced you in your artistic and business abilities?
Well, for one, it's made things more challenging, for sure, but also more rewarding. It has made me really learn how to be very, very efficient with my time. So now I have to make real decisions about what I want to spend my time on. And so, you know, it's great. It's helping me establish boundaries and saying no to all the millions of volunteer things I used to do. Now I'm spending that time with my daughter instead. I'm really lucky to have a healthy and smart daughter and a really supportive husband who also allow me to still be me. And, you know, having that support, I don't know what I would do without it. And so, you know, my husband will watch my daughter while I paint, and then she'll come in and she'll paint with me. And during business hours, you know, I'm here in my office, and when he's doing the stay-at-home dad stuff, you know, they go out or they play. And so I'm having that support network there. But I also put up really clear boundaries. And so from Pacific Standard Time, from 8 to 5, that's it when I'm in the office. After that, I'm with my daughter and with my husband. And having those clear boundaries helped me, not only help me be a better mom, but help me be a better businesswoman, because I'm not burnt out.
And, you know, I've seen that of you creating those boundaries and that structure in working with you, because you've been very clear with me of your availability and time to talk. And I think with you juggling all that you do, you have to have those boundaries. You know, otherwise, trust me, I've been there and done that with five little kids. You know, if you don't have the boundaries and don't keep it fairly structured, it can get out of control. And then when you've got all these fragments and loose ends, it's very, very difficult to pull it all back together. So you got to keep it together. And I saw that in you when working with you, and I appreciated that, knowing what the boundaries and time frames were to work with you. So here we go already into another break. Hang on, Sarah. Hang on, listeners. We'll be right back.
You've seen and heard about entrepreneurs and business owners who seem to exuberate an amazing amount of passion and love for their business, and they're full of high energy. What inspires that? What's the formula? That's what we're here to talk about. This is the Business Lovemaker Show with Sue Whitaker, and we'll be right back with more after these on TogiNet.com.
Was sad, right? Cause he had a deaf, dear mommy and dad, right? But that ain't the case, nope. It wasn't his fate, nope. The Watts never struggled to communicate, ha. Y'all wave your hands, look who's on, yep. It's Dakota Man Keith, and he's number one.
It's That Keith Wine Show on TogiNet.com, Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central. Every week, That Keith Wine Show will have guests that share their experiences, expertise, opinions, and personal lives with us to hopefully help us better understand others. The topics and guests will come from the American Sign Language community. For more on Keith Wine and the show, go to his website, KeithWine.com. Listen with an open mind and willingness to learn and help with the cultural bridge.
Number one, Keith's number one. Everybody clap. Dakota Man's on. Number one, Keith's number one. Everybody clap, cause Dakota Man's on.
Don't miss That Keith Wine Show, Wednesday nights at 8, 7 Central on TogiNet.com. Get ready to laugh along with This Little Parent Stayed Home with Ellie Loprete. Friday evenings at 6, 5 Central on TogiNet.com. This is a truly realistic, no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is method that will have you laughing and crying, surviving while struggling, and hammering away at the hardships as you travel through the greatest journey of your life. Get empowered by joining thousands of other parents who have also decided to take a leap of faith into a double career with longer hours and half the pay simply because of the love they have for their children. Together, we are rebuilding a new economy that will support us rather than enslave us. Never again will we have to choose between raising our children and earning to provide for them. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. For more on Allie and her success, check out her website, OurMilkMoney.com. So come get empowered with This Little Parent Stayed Home with Allie Loprieg, Friday afternoons at 6, 5 Central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to the Business Love Maker Show, where you'll experience something special in the world of business each week. Learn how to truly connect with your business. It's time for you to fall in love with your business. It's time for you to become a business love maker. And this is the Business Love Maker Show. Here again is your host, Sue Whitaker.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Business Love Maker. And we are in the final segment of my interview with Sarah Zimmerman, accomplished artist, website designer, marketer, and a person of many talents and hats. And so I want to, Sarah, in this last segment, be sure to give all the information out. Excuse me. Allergies, as always, are kicking in for me. I want to give, you know, the information somewhere people can find you. But, one thing I want to say in having worked with you and very excited about what you've done for me is that working with Sarah is you develop a relationship with her that you know that for time down the road, when she develops a website for you, it's not a slam dunk sort of thing and then gone. It's you develop a relationship where she advises you on what you can do and down the road and the timeliness of things. So you develop this partnership with her so that I know that in the future down the road that having her done this, that she'll know the timing of things for me and what's right for me. And sometimes, you know, we get caught up in our own businesses so much that these kind of things we seem to don't have the expertise for one thing to do it, but we get so busy and caught up that we don't understand or we aren't, you know, having a good true picture of what is the right timing of things. And that's what's a value of developing this relationship with Sarah, that when I communicate with her, she's going to know, she knows about me and she knows about my website, and she's going to know the good timing of things that I think I want implemented. And she'll give me the advice of whether it's the good time or not, of what's the most beneficial thing to me. And I think there's a great value in that. And I've worked with people before and technical stuff, and it's kind of so matter of fact, and you don't develop that kind of personal touch and relationship that you do with Sarah. And I really appreciate the fact, Sarah, that in the beginning that you wanted to get to know about me as a person, because I think in getting to know about me from the survey and my colors and my things I like and how I want to portray myself, that working with you, then you got on the right track of putting out there what I needed and what really was the true image and portrayed what I wanted to look like. So having, you know, I think there's a lot of value in that, working with someone on a project as this. And so I encourage people to look up Sarah's website, but whoever you work with, I think those are elements that I found to be very important to me that I never quite experienced with working with someone on this level before. So the words in the interview and talking about Sarah are very difficult to truly describe who she is and what her talents are. So I want everybody to go to her website and take a look at her art. And when you see her art, you can see how creative and talented she is and how she implements that into your website on the level that is appropriate for you. So Sarah, tell us all of the places where we can find you, and you've shared with where your art's going to be on displayed and has been displayed, but talk about your website and your blog and the things about Sarah where we can go to and get to know you, the listeners can get to know how to learn about you and your services.
Okay, well, you can go to my website, which is sarahzimmerman.net, and that's Sarah without an H. So it's sarahzimmerman.net. You can go to find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, all under Sarah Zimmerman. And for listeners who listen to the entire show, if anyone wants to email me at sarah@sarahzimmerman.net for a chance to be entered into a contest for a free hour consultation or a free 11 by 14 print, please do. And you have to say the key phrase of, I can do it. So if you're interested in talking to me more, learning more about me, go ahead and give me that. Email me at sarah@sarahzimmerman.net and check out my website.
Yeah, and please do. Her website's very informative. She tells a lot about her background. She tells very thorough with her services and what she can do with projects and things that different hats that she can wear. I mean, I want to read through this list because I think, and I hate to read things just on the show. I like to not read for rote, but I want to read this because I think that for the listeners, I want them to hear all the things that you list here on your website that in areas that you can consult and to advise and help people with. Project manager, marketing consultant and marketing manager, graphic designer, illustrator. Some of these things I don't even understand. HTML, CSS programmer, UI, UX designer, content editor, photography and video editor, editor and director, content writer, media buyer, business coach, and confidant. You know, so there's just endless ways that she can help you. It's not just designing a website, but she has great consulting services in so many different areas. And, you know, she's incredibly talented. And so when you see her art and you see how amazingly, she incorporates the left brain and right brain in her business. You can understand how easy it is for her to design a website for you that's creative and looks right and really fits your profile and your personality. So anyway, please check out all of this. Well, there's one thing I have to say. On your Facebook page, I saw a picture of you rock climbing. And I don't know whether to applaud you or say you're absolutely crazy, because I'm afraid of heights, and I'm looking at you doing this, and I'm going, man, she's one crazy girl. I know she's talented, but I laughed when I saw that. I go, there is no end to what you try to do. It's pretty funny. However, I went skydiving. Yeah, I loved it. And people said, you're absolutely crazy. But I did it when my kids were older. I said, I'm not going to do it when they're young. I did it when they were grown and older. But it was really, really fun. So I have to think and look back on that and say, well, I did something just as crazy. So I guess there are those of us who leap out there and do these kind of crazy, wild things. But and I know you and your husband are hikers, and you went to Yosemite and you got rained out, but you're a very outdoorsy person, and I think that is it. All of that part of you is reflected in your art and in your work, and brings in and your holistic attitude. It all brings into all these wonderful elements that make for providing so many good ideas for all of us on all levels. And so I think that's really incredible.
Thank you so much. I have to tell you really quick, the climbing started because I had a fear of heights and I wanted to get over it. And now I'm in love with it. So.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you picked the right thing, I guess, to get over heights because you were way up there in that photo. So anyway, that was pretty funny when I saw that. And I was kind of like saying how crazy you were until I reflected on, well, heck, I did the same thing, only from jumping out of a plane. So But anyway, we're going to be closing here shortly. And before we do, I want to ask, what's new on the horizon for you? What kind of new services or what kind of new things are you going to be venturing out in? What new things do you have planned?
Well, I'm starting a contest for businesses here in the Truckee Tahoe area with two other businesses to win $1,000 worth of my services. It's kind of a scholarship. I'm trying to give back because I feel very blessed. So that's coming up. I'm launching a website soon. That's all of the tips I give for free away all the time. There's going to be a separate website for this that will be launching. I've been working on a children's book for the last 2 years that I hope to finally be done with and get that out this year. And I'm really in love with video. So right now I'm trying to get my hands on what's called 2.5D video, And so I'm working actually with my brother, who's an amazing post-production artist, and we're working on some videos. So that, along with juggling about, like I said, 14 to 25 projects every month, you know, that's kind of what's headed my way right now.
That's awesome. The video, that sounds good. I am anxious to learn that more from you on that down the road as you get into it more. So, yeah. Anyway, I want to tell everybody too that you don't have to live near Sarah for her services. She lives on the West Coast and I live on the East Coast, and it worked out just fine. You know, we worked together great at that distance, and she was able to do everything that I needed to have done. And so I want to encourage people. I know I have a lot of people on the East Coast and the Midwest who tune in. And so I want to encourage you to, if you are interested in talking to Sarah and, discussing any of her services, don't let distance scare you off, because she accomplished everything that I needed at the distance we were, and it worked out just fine. So that's not an issue. You know, the distance isn't an issue. Well, I got to tell you, we got a couple minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and I want to thank you for all the efforts and time that you have put in the last 4 months and the patience that you have had with me when I got sick, various things, you know, and yeah, we had to have a little slow down there for a while and off schedule, but you know what? I believe everything happens for a reason, and it's a wonderful thing to start off the new year with my website and to have you on the show and to launch it today. So I am very excited about the timing of all of it, and I think it was meant to be and to end up this way. So this afternoon,
thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. And thanks for all your hard work for me and all of your talents that you share with all of us out there and make available to us. So everybody today, go to thebusinesslovemaker.com, and also, as I said, you can go to suewhitaker.com and it will link you to it. But please check out the website that Sarah has completed for me with a lot. And you'll see there's some scheduling and some things to come down the road in my store and so forth. But she's right. I need to pace it and not go all out here. Just take baby steps and implementing this right. So please check it out. Please check out Sarah's website. And Sarah, you have a wonderful new year, and I look forward to continued working with you, and bless you all and your family and all the wonderful adventures. And please stay healthy. And everybody listening, please stay healthy. Let's have a wonderful, healthy new year, all of us. So everybody have a great day and a happy new year, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you for being a part of the Business Love Maker Show with Sue Whitaker here on TogiNet. So, what did you learn today? Are you excited about work tomorrow? You should be. Join us each week as Sue Whitaker inspires us and entertains us while giving us a whole